Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin Daf Mem Beis. As we continue here in the sixth parak in Parak Hador, which is about Eruv Chatzeros. As we said, we had Eruv Tchumen for a couple of prakim, but now Eruv Chatzeros, trying to get everybody together in one unit in order to be able to carry. Because Midrabanan, because if there is a semi-public area that people have joint powers in, so then we said that's a problem midrabanan, and therefore one has to either make an eruv, or can make an eruv with each other, and the other options are for schiris makom or bitul makom. Schiris makom, renting out the area, that could be done by a non-Jew. That's the only choice that happens to be done by a non-Jew. But the machlokas, we'll see whether it can be done by a Jew or not. And bitul makom is the concept of just removing and relinquishing one's power in that way. Says the Mishnah. The people in a chatzer shashachach. One of them forgot. Right, that's what we assume, forgot, because we don't assume anything happened. But really, it's any however one did not take part. Right, the Pnei Moshe says, "Who didn't lo irav imam b'mezid?" Even if he doesn't decide, I don't want to take part in the erev. But either way, one person is left out, lo irav, and he didn't make an erev. So what does he do? We'll see when this has to take place. But the Karban Eda says he was bevatal rishus. Right, second line in the Karban Eda, go and shebitel lohem rishus. What rishus was he mevatel? So the case here, as we'll see in the Gemara, the case is where he was mevatel rishus, his authority in the chatzer, even though not in his home. That's the ukimta of the Gemara. Sheish lo imam b'chatzer v'lo bitel mersh bebeisa. Therefore, back to the Gemara. So again, one person did not take part, but he was mevatel his own rishus in the chatzer. So beso asum l'hachnas milhosi lova lahem. His house is off limits. His house is off limits because he was not mevatel rishus in his house to them. He owns his house privately, and they all own the chatzer, but it's two different areas, and therefore his house is off limits to everybody. Look in the Karban Eda v'shalahem batim shalahem mutaram lahotzi mehan lachatzer. Their houses and the chatzar are all like one big happy family. Bein hu bein heim. To habatim shalahem b'chatzar rishazachas heim. V'hu avagav delo irev. Even though he didn't make an erev and he didn't take part, all he did was mevatel his rishus in the chatzar. So how would he be able to take stuff from the chatzar to their homes and their homes to the chatzar? Havele ka'oreach lagabayu. He's considered a guest. He's considered a guest to them. Sha'oreach metaltel b'rishus achsan yishalo. If I'm invited to your house, I could carry things in your house and carry things to your yard. One person could be a guest to everyone else. So therefore, in this case where he was mevatel rishus hachatzer, but not his house, so he's like everybody else regarding their houses and their chatzer. Vishalahem utarim lo v'lahem. And so his house is off limits, but shalahem, their houses and the yard, is mutter not only for them, but for him as well. But the opposite, nosnu lo rishusan. If they, you know, they want to be able to carry, so what do? They're all mevatel rishus to him. Right? The first case was he was mevatel rishus to them. But what if they all are mevatel rishus, nosnu lo rishusan? They all relinquish their powers in the chatzer. So nosnu lo rishusan. So who mutter? So then, good, he's good, because he owns everything. He owns the chatzer, he has rights in the chatzer, he has house in the house. So he can go from his house to the chatzer to the house. V'hein asurin. But they are usher. What do you mean they're usher? They were mevatel rishus. Shouldn't they be able to carry from his house to the chatzer and chatzer to the house? Why are they usher? Because, says the Karban Eda, afilu mibeis al chatzer. The avagad rishus achasim. From his house to the chatzer. Right? In the parallel case, he's allowed to carry. If when he's mevatel rishus, he could carry from their house to the chatzer. So why can't they? Dechad legabe rabim havi oreach. One guy could be a guest to many people. You can't have 95 people being the guests of one person, right? That's not halachically how it could work. And therefore, in this case, even though they were mevatel rishus to him, and that helps him out, but they can't carry from his home to the. Even though it works, but it can't be the guests you can't view guests like that. We'll get back to that. Let's continue a little more. Hayushnayim. If there were two people that didn't take part in the eruv. Two people didn't take part in the Erev, and let's say everybody's mevatel rishus. to these two people. Still doesn't help. Still doesn't help. Why? Ocean Zelzeb, because those two people are not one big happy family. And therefore, if those two people weren't mevatel to each other, therefore, it is not going to work. Sheikh anosi rishus venot rishus, because one person can give rishus and take rishus. Shnai anosi rishus venot rishus. But two people can't take rishus. Right? If two people, everybody relinquishes to two people who did not take part in an Erev, that's not good enough. Right? Because then, there are still two people that are not one big happy family. But what happens if then one, after that, one is mevatel to the other one? You have 100 people in the chatzer. Right? Two people, so 98 of them are mevatel rishus to the other two. So the Mishnah says it doesn't work. But what if 5 minutes later, the one of the two that are left are mevatel rishus to the other one? So now it should work. If it's 98 to like these two people, and then one person to the other one, still doesn't work. Why? Because, explains the Karbata Eida, a bittul rishus that was not effective at its moment cannot be effective even later if something else kicks in. So at the moment that the 98 said to the two were mevatel rishus, it was meaningless because there was still two that were not ma'ariv with each other, and it was still, you know, didn't function. So even if 5 minutes later one of those two is mevatel rishus to the other one, still doesn't work. That's what the Karbata Eida says. Look at the Karbata Eida about the middle of these skinny lines. V'yaf agav. But this is the case where 98 are mevatel to the two. V'yaf agav da hadar chad minayu ubatel le'lachavre. And even if then one of the two remaining is mevatel rishus to the other one, eino mo'il. It's not going to help. Why? Ho'il u'bishasha bitlu b'nei achatzer rishusam. Since at the moment that the b'nei achatzer were mevatel rishus, le'elu hashnayim shelo irvu. If at the moment, Hayu Osrim Zelze, right? They answered. It wasn't effective. Ishtakech, so it comes out to Bittul Kamalo Mahani. The first Bittul, the first relinquishing, was meaningless. V'chi hader mevatel lo matzi lakmi rishusa titu. And later on, you can't change it to Halo Kanye. Later on, the 98 people didn't do anything. Hilkach, therefore, the Bnei Chatzar are stuck. And therefore, it cannot be effective in that way. Good. That is the Mishnah. So bittul rishus can work as long as it's effective at its moment. Archim, these are imaginary archim here, right? They function as if I'm about the rishus, but then I'm allowed to be in your rishus. But archim have to do with one of the major mitzvahs, as we know. Hachnasas archim, the Rambam has in the list. What's the makar of hachnasas archim? So the Rambam says, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. That the Rambam says is part of that larger framework. The Rambam that we've read often. In Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchas Avel. Again, there are other sources in the Torah of the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveru. Right, the Gemara, then in the first Perek of Sota in the Bavli, where the Gemara says, how do you know, about being Kover Mesim and Malbish Arumin, and Mevaker Cholim and Nicham Avelim? Right, so those four, being like God. Mahu Afata. Just like Hashem was Mevaker Cholim with Avraham, so too we should be Mevaker Cholim. Just like Hashem was Malbish Arumin by Adam and Chava, so that we should be Malbush Arumim. That's true by those four. But the larger, that's a mitzvah zaseh. Darai said, being like Hashem, v'alakta v'drachav. But the more inclusive mitzvah z'vadam l'chaveiro source is what the Rambam writes here in Hilchas Avel. Mitzvah zaseh shel devrehem. It's a mitzvah d'rabanan, levaker cholim ulenachim aveilim, ulahotzi hames, ulahaknes akala, all of these, ulalavas orchim, and to accompany guests. We discussed this a couple of days ago when we spoke about the Rambam lists here the mitzvah of kavura, but even though there's a mitzvah d'arayis of kavura, but he puts likbar here. These are gemilas chesed that has no maximum. The Rambam's lashon, even though they're all specifics midrabanan, they're in the larger. Under the larger rubric of Yahavta l'recha kamocha, kol advarim shatarotze shiaso osam l'cha achirim aseotam atal achicha b'tarav mitzvos. Whatever you want done to you want other people to do to you, do to them. So you would think, like which one is the Rambam going to talk about first? Right, the halacha beis. What's the next halacha? So you would think the Rambam go in order, right? What did he say at the beginning? Mitzvah say biker cholim nicham aveilim hotzas ameis achrasas kala lalavas orchem kvura sameichas v'kala. The first one he talks about is Levayas Archim, the first one. Schar HaLivui Meruba Min HaKol. Right, it's based on Midrashim. The schar of accompanying guests outweighs everything. V'hu achok shechakako Avraham Avinu. V'derech hachesed shenohag ba. These are the rules that Avraham made and the way that he performed the chesed. Ma'achil ovrei drachim. What did Avraham do? He fed them. Ma'achil ovrei drachim umashko osam. Umalava osam. He fed them, he gave them to drink, and he accompanied them out. That's what Avraham did. Gedol achnasas arachim, and then he says, after Levi, gedol achnasas arachim, ki akpalas b'nei ashkina. Interesting, his lashon here is ki. Right? Gedol achnasas arachim, like, right? The Gemara in Shabbos talks about even maybe more. Shenemar v'yarav inei shlosha nashim, right, as he quotes the pasuk that Avraham Avinu left talking to Hashem in order to go take care of the guests. V'levayam yotzer be'achnasasam. Hachnasas arachim is great, and accompanying them out is even greater than bringing them in. That's the Rambam. Amru chachamim kol she'ino malavik yidu shofech damim. Right, based on the pasuk by Egla, be'Egla Rufa. Kofin l'levayah, k'dar shekofin l'staka. And we force people to make sure they take care of accompanying guests out, like we forced tztaka. U'bezdin ha'im esaknin shluchin l'lavos adam ha'over mimakon l'makom. Bezdin used to set up different representatives to accompany people out of the city. It used to be more dangerous. You go out of the city, it's you're alone. So Bezdin would have people. V'mnis atzlu b'davar zema ala aleim akazav gidlu shafchu damim. Afilu ha'melaves chaveru arba amos ba'ir yesh lo schar meruba. Even Dalet Amos in the city, walking out of your house, that has schar meruba. V'kamu ushir levaya shechayv adam ba harav l'talmud ibura shalir ish l'chaveru tchum shabbos talmud l'rav parsa rabu muvak shalosh parsos. Okay, then he goes into bigger cholam. The first one he talks about, interestingly, is levayas orchim. We should try to be makpid, not only to have guests, but walk our guests out. Levayas orchim. So our Mishnah talks about the who could be an oreach. So we said, in terms of the bitl rishus, one could be an oreach for many, but many cannot be oreach for one. Good. We continue with the Gemara. So one person didn't take part in the Eriv. And then so what happens? So that one is Mabata Rishus to them in the Chatzer, but not in his house. He is allowed to take part in the Chatzer, and they also, because he was Mabata Rishus. Right? But he was only Mabata Rishus in the Chatzer. Right? And that's why the Chatzer is on limits for all of them, but his house is still off limits. Moshe Tachzer Chalila. Could you be Mavatla Rishus back and forth on Shabbos? Let's say you have some two people who didn't make an air. So I'll be Mavatla Rishus to you, you'll be Mavatla Rishus to me. So, you know, the first couple of hours, I really need to do stuff in the Chatzer. So, you know, I'm Mavatla Rishus. And then later on, we could go back. So does that work? So Machlokas. Talmidei Derav B'Shem Rav Choseres Chalila. U'Shmuel Amar Ein Choseres Chalila. Can it go back and forth? Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. Matisa pligal Shmuel. The Pashup Shad of our Mishnah says the Gemara, isn't it against Shmuel? Shmuel says that you can't go back. But what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Shelahen mutarin lo v'lahem shabitol rishuso. Right? In the first part of the Mishnah, when he's mevatel rishus, then he is allowed to go in and out of their houses and their chatzar, and they can too. They have a tanina, but the next line of the Mishnah, nasnu lo rishusan hu motaven asurin. If they give him rishus, then the opposite. So don't you see? You could go from there, the single people of Avatar Rishus, and later on, the whole group. Sigmar says, no. As we explained it, the Mishnah is not one case. It's two separate cases. Patel al-Sadani Mastisa. No, the Mishnah is not about talking about the same case where you're going in both directions. So there's no Raya in the Mishnah against Shmuel. We paskin like Rav. We paskin like Rav. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Pei Aleph, Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says you can go back and forth. Mevatlin, v'chozrin, u'mevatlin. You can be mevatlin in one direction, and they mevatlin in another. Klomar. She mevatlin reshusam b'nei chatzer zu l'b'nei chatzer acheres. One chatzer can mevatlin to the other chatzer, and they can get in the other one. O le'echon mi b'nei chatzer. Ad she yotziu ma she yirtzu. Right? They can mevatlin until they take out what they need. V'chozrin u'mevatlin mosam shebitlu lahem. Ad she yotziu gam hei ma she yirtzu. Right? You can be mevatlin. Chozer Chalila. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here at the end of Shin Pei Aleph. Good. Tani. Okay, now we have a Braisa. So all the Mefarshim change the next five lines until the bottom to fit into what the Bavli says on Daf Ayin. So we're just going to go with what the Karban Eidah says. If you look in the Gersa of the Karban Eidah, the next five lines, or the Karban Eidah in the middle of his wide lines, see where he says, Hegi Malachi Garcina. So we're going to just read that Gersa. Tani. Says the Braisa, Echad shelo irev nosin reshuso leechad she irev. One person who did not make an erev could be give his reshus to those who made an erev. One person made an erev with everybody, so the one who was not didn't take part. Kim vata reshus, fine. Shnayim she irevu nosin reshuson leechad shelo irev. If three people, you know, or two people didn't make an made an erev, and there's one person that didn't, they can be about the reshus to him, right? You don't say, you know, because he didn't take part in the erev, we're going to be fine, and they can't do that. No, it's allowed. Vishtayim shalo erevu. Also, two people that didn't make an erev, those are reshus and l'mashayim she'erevu. They can be about the reshus to each of the people who were ma'arev, Right, that's what again the carbon aid explains the chiddush of each one. Hakamash v'lo shezorch levatel kol echad v'echad. If they're mevatel reshus to each one, it's okay. Ola echad shelo irev, or if two people didn't make an erev, they keep mevatel reshus to the other person who didn't make an erev. That's all good. Aval lo, this doesn't work. Lo echad sheirev, no sein reshus la echad shelo irev. If you have one person who made an erev, he can't give over his reshus to one person who didn't make an erev. Why? What's the chiddush? Assuming there's more than one person that was ma'arev, if only one of them gives over his reshus, it's not effective at the time. Remember, as we said earlier, if the bittul reshus is not effective at the time, it's not effective later on. So if you have three people who made an erev, one of them is mevatel reshus to the one who didn't make an erev, that doesn't work because you still have a lot of people that weren't mevatel reshus, right? And therefore, right, that's what the Karbon Eid explains. Right, the chibat alei reshusa, I reshusa, akati ita chavre da aser lei. So again, doesn't work. Ve'ein, continuing now the girsa, ve'ein shnayim she'irvu, nosta reshusa l'shnayim shelo irvu. Two people who made an erev cannot give over their reshus to two people who didn't make an erev. Because again, those two people who didn't make an erev, it's still aser by the time they get the reshus from everybody else. Ve'ein shnayim shelo irvu, nosta reshusa l'shnayim shelo irvu. As we said in the Mishnah, if two people didn't make an erev, they could get all the bittul reshus in the world from everybody else in the chatzer. It's not going to work because you still have two people who didn't make an erev, and therefore they're aser on each other. We have two people in a chatzer who don't make an erev, they aser. So even if everybody else is about the reshus to them, it's not effective. So the adkan that takes us through the bottom of the amud with the girsa of the Karbon Eid and others. Continuing now, the top of Membeis and Membeis. Hakol nostim reshus v'notl reshus. Everyone could give reshus in the proper cases, and take rishus. Chutz mishnayim shelo irvu, sheinosim rishus, veinonot l'rishus. As we said, except for two people who didn't make an eriv, they could go give over their rishus, but they can't take rishus. Why? Because even if they take rishus, they still aser on each other. As we said, if two people didn't make an eriv, they're going to aser on each other. Period. We continue. Rav Chizdai Amar. Asara Yisraelim, shayudara bebayis echad. You have 10 Jews living in a house. But they're not the same family, right? They're living in a house, each have their own apartment. So in that case, each one has to be mevatel. Each one has to be mevatel reshus to the other. Look at Chaim Kadievsky. The afalgav. What if this was an eruv, right? By an eruv, we don't have everybody taking part in the eruv, right? Has anyone here, any of us, ever been part of the hanachas ha'eruv once a year? No, somebody did it for us. And we trust them. But by bittul reshus, it's got to be everybody. So says Rav Chaim Kadievsky here, right? And even though regarding Erev, they're considered like one, you can do one on behalf of everybody else. She'echanos in Erev bishvil kulon, kidala halon, as we'll see in a couple of dafim, mikal makom, kol delo batli kulu reshusan, akati maslik reshusav oser. For Eruv, one person could set aside on behalf of everyone else. Bittul Rishus is something more personal. I have to relinquish my rights, and that, you might say that's, like as a mashal. Zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav, vein l'chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. When somebody sets the bread on my behalf, I don't even give that bread. Somebody took bread and is being mezakeh me. That's currently totally schus. That's not zachin me adam. It wouldn't be considered zachin. I don't lose anything by that Erev. I don't lose, I only gain, so Zachin. But here, by Bittul Rishus, I'm gonna lose. What, so you're gonna say one person's doing it on behalf so we could all carry, but I lose control. I could carry from my area, so maybe that's why. Everybody's gotta do it themselves. It will be like a case of Zachin Me'adam. to borrow the lashon that we mentioned of the Rashba and the Ksos. So again, Rav Chisdari says you have 10 Jews living in a house. Each one has to be mevatel rishus. Amar Reb Yosa, asara goyim sheidarim bebayis echad, kol echad v'echad tzarich laskir rishuso. Similarly, mentioned by a guy cannot be mevatel rishus. We'll see why. But a guy could be socher, right? Meaning if the Jew pays the guy, for his Rishus in the area, so then that works. So each one has to be maski rishus. So Amar Rebbe Ba, we'll see. You know, we'll have to talk about, you know, in our day and age where somebody is maski rishus with a governmental official. So there, you don't need every single guy in the neighborhood. You could have somebody who maybe is a representative, a governmental official of everybody in the area. So that could be that would work. Amar Rebbe Ba, Maisa Beishol Shaparsi Echad. It was a story about a Persian's wife, Shizkira Chatzer Shalosh Lobidas Baila. She acted without her husband's das. Does that work? Asa Kumi Rabbi Shmuel Vishara. Rabbi Shmuel said, okay, it's good. It's fine. The wife could do it. The wife could do it on behalf of the husband. Right? The discussion here in the postgame is that even if the husband wasn't interested in doing it, does the wife have that such independence? But we say, Rechai Gadievsky, Isha Nigreres Achar Baila. The wife could do it for the husband, the haskaras rishus, and therefore this would work. This would work here. If you look in Tosfos again in the Rashba, Tosfos here in Erevin Daf Pei, maybe it could work even against the wishes of the husband because she has rights. She has rights. Shin Pei Beis in that simon of haskaras rishus that we were just reading. Shin Pei Beis, the next simon. If you look in Yud Aleph, Shin Pei Beis Yud Aleph. Avau ishto, I'm sorry, first yud. Im scharimeno bal karcho enamo. If I go over to somebody and I force him against his will to rent me the area, I throw money at him. Avu bishoy eroga lahaskir mikodem. It doesn't work. Right? It doesn't work if you forced him. Avau me ishto. Oh, miskir velakito, as we'll see in a second. Socher avu bishu mocha. So the shocher paskins that as long as somebody is giving it willingly. The wife is giving it willingly, even if the husband's not interested. Right? We, with a baragola, pasha miyahuavda, and the rashba. Right? Our story, right? The wife, as long as the wife gives permission for the schiris, it is good enough. Sovereign Maimar and the Gemara continues, afilu shamsho velakito, even if it's a worker on the field. Shamsho velakito, that also is good enough. Right? Look at the Pnei Moshe, shamsho hamishari shalo, olakito, hapaol shalo. Right, anyone who has some rights to the field can be maskir that rishus out to the Jew. If you look in the Rashba here on Daf Samach Dalid, the Rashba wonders Tamili, heich nosin ze'eru v'lo eno darsham v'lo makom pita ika v'lo makom lini ika. How could the worker who doesn't live there, who doesn't own the food there, how could he? You want to say a wife? Fine, a wife could do it on behalf of the husband. Ishtuk agufo, but the worker. The Yesh Lomar says the Rashba, the Lagabe Beso Shel Goy Hikilu. It's a big kula. Why? Because after all, fundamentally, we mentioned this earlier at the beginning of the parak. Fundamentally, Diras Akam is not Oser at all. To Kiva de Medina Midi Lotzarech Meikra. Then you don't need anything if the guy's living there. To Diras Goy Loshma Dira Elivishem Gzera Gzera. You don't want them to live together, but we'll allow then any little Schiris Makom. Right, if it's a wife, if it's any type of worker. Ulafi pirazeh, dafka beskriva lakito shel goy amru. According to what I've just said, it's only the worker of the goy that's allowed to be socher makom. Aval, because meikra din, diras akum is loshma dira anyway. Aval skriva lakito shel Yisrael, but if it's a worker of a Jew, then he wouldn't be able to act on behalf of a Jew, if the Jew was not interested. Okay. We continue. Halacha. Yisrael mevatel vagoy maskir. A Jew is mevatel rishus, and a goy is maskir rishus. Major machlokas we showed him. Is this saying that a Jew is even mevatel rishus, or only mevatel rishus? Right, a Jew could be mevatel relinquishes rights. Could you do the payment with a Jew also, or is that payment thing only with a goy? So that is a major machlokas. If you look here, the Karban Eida seems to say that it's bedafka. Right, the halacha, look at the Karban Eida, fourth skinny line. She Yisrael yachol levatel dafka velo maskir. The Dilma, because there's a Gzera Drabanan. A Jew can't be maskir. A Jew can't give you money. Why? Because a Jew could give a guy less than a shava pruta, because that's halachically money for the guy. But a Jew can't give a Jew less than a shava pruta. So if you allow him to, a Jew to be masgav reshus, maybe he'll come to give less than a shava pruta. Okay, there's a xerah drabanan about not allowing. But again, that is what the commentator quotes from the Maharami Rutenberg, and the Rambam sounds that way. The Rambam sounds like a Jew cannot be masgav reshus, only a guy. If you look in the Rambam in Beis Tezayin in Erevin, the Rambam says, Ein socher mimenu, he's talking about a min, lefisha eino kegoy. You can't be socher from a heretic because he's like a guy, meaning, and you can't be, and you can only be socher from a guy and not from a Jew. Okay, without, there's a diak there, the Ketzav Mishnah discusses that there, but other Rishonim, other Rishonim says la dafka. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, based on the other Rishonim. So machlokas Rishonim, whether a Yisrael could be maskir. But a Yisrael definitely could be a mevatel. A goy cannot be mevatel. So you ask the Gemara, why not? Mevatel goy. Why can a goy relinquish his rishus? Chazer hupo. Because he might like retract in 10 minutes from now. Okay, I relinquish my rights. No, just joking. I take it back. Right? Who says he's gonna stay in his word. Me'at afilu masker chazer hubo. One second. So what if you paid him for it? Maybe he'll retract on that too. You paid him for the rights for Shabbos. Maybe in an hour he'll say, forget it. Mikan ve'ela get begezel mishtamish. No. The schirus is a transaction. And you paid him for it. He can't retract there. Can't retract. It would be stealing. And therefore, there's a difference between schirus, which is a real halachic transaction, and bittel. Ad Echan, how much do you have to give the guy for the Schiras Rishus? Yeva Keder Mar Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Mana Rabbi Tanchel Rabbi Yevo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Karka Nikra B'Chapachos B'Shem Apruta. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan says, against what we just said before, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to give at least a Shem Apruta. At least a Shem Apruta give to the guy. Milsa Dirach Amaracha Amar Afilu Kebeegos Afilu B'Timra. Even less, you give a nut, give a date or a nut. Even that is less than a Shem Apruta, it is okay, because we quote the Karmelita quotes from other Gemaras, when it comes to a guy, halachic monetary matters, even less than a Shem Apruta has significance. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha. So the next story, unclear. Is it connected to what we just said? Is it not connected? Same person, there's a same person being involved. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha, the Mefarshim wonder what the connection is. We'll make a suggestion. Karabinafik Lachzanya. One time he came to an inn, in Havi Mishkach Mevit Takana Havi Avad. If he would be able to have done a schiris makom, right? He came to an inn, to a lot of non-Jews there. He would have done that. Havi avad. Problem is, it didn't work. So what does he do? He wants to be able to carry. So v'in lo, and if not, the guy wouldn't be maskir, but he still wants to be able to use the rishus. So is there any way, if the guy wouldn't be maskir, is there any way that he'd just get rishus to use it? So you kind of asked the guy before Shabbos, could I use this area? He wasn't masking Rishus. He wasn't relinquishing his right. The guy, the Jew, was saying, could I use this area? So once the guy said yes, mevader manoy. So then he spread out his kalim in the area. You have chutzar hacha, he put his walking stick here. Sandal hacha is his shoes here. Diskia hacha, his bag here. So he put his stuff in all over the place. And in that way, what'd he do? If you look in the Yafe'inayim, in the back. So this is a hemshach of the previous Gemara. He put his stuff in all different places so that the guy or the goyim in the area would be able to get some hana. Here's some shoes, here's some sticks, here's some bags. And by doing that, that was a schiras makom. Because what we just say, you don't need a shavar pruta. Even pachas be shavar pruta. This story proves even less than a shavar pruta. I'm giving you a little bit of hana. You could wear my slippers, you could use my stick. So that's what the Yefeinayim says. This story proves. The Pirush Rabbi Yaakov have a mefazer kelev sheyishtamshu b'manachrim ubahanoas tiltulam hachefetz muskar harishus. It was a schiras makom without realizing it was a schiras makom that he put his stuff all over the place. The alzeh amar milser Rabbi Yaakov baracha amar umuchach mizet debahana muet esagi kenira laniyaz daiti. That's what the Yefeinayim suggests is the hemshech of the sugya. Amar Reb Matan, Yahada the Tamar Bishaya Puntaki Goy. This is all, if the innkeeper was a guy, then you do this. Avalamaya Puntaki Yisrael in a Chash Latalta. But if the Puntaki was a Jew, you don't have to be choshe that he might retract and put out your stuff and try to make sure and prevent things from happening. Right? Only but in this case, where Puntaki Goy, that's where you have to do this little charade. Period. Says the Mishnah, when did Bittul Rishus take place? When do you have to relinquish rights? Beishamay Omrim, Mibod Yom. B'Shamay says he needs to do it before Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's too late. U'Beis Hillel Omrim Mishatech Shach, he could even do it at night. Could even do it at night after a Shabbos, just as a Mishnah. Mishahat Nasa Rishus, Savozi Vishom, Amazin, Arizal, Osar, Allah, Dear Mayor. Remeir says, if somebody was Mavatel Rishus, and then they carried out, by mistake, Shogeg Mazid, they ruin it. Right, we had a Girsah on 2 days ago's daf, that maybe Remeir had the other Girsah of, it's not ruined. According to our Girsah, it's ruined. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mazid Osar, Shogeg and Osar. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If he went out Mazid knowingly, then that would Osar. But if he went out by accident, we assume that he wouldn't have wanted to be Mavat, undo his Mibitel, and therefore Eino Osar. The Gemara in the Bavli, in the Daf Ayin Aleph, says, what's the Nukudas Machlokas Beshar Beis Hillel? Beshamai says you cannot be Mavata Rishus on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you can. So the Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, the Bitl Rishus is a Hakna'a. And you can't do a Hakna'a, like giving my Rishus to you on Shabbos. While according to Beis Hillel, it is a Siluk. It is a Siluk. Let's just mention this Gemara, and then Hashem will talk more about it, Beis Hashem, beginning of the next stop. Let me just read that Gemara. Here, the Erevin, Daf Ayin Aleph. Beis Shammai Savri, Bitl Rishus, Mikna Rishusahu. Mikna Rishusah B'Shabbos Aser. We're not Makna Rishus on Shabbos. Beis Hillel Savri, Istaluke Rishusah Ba'almahu. You are just removing yourself. Vistaluke Rishusah B'Shabbos Shaper Dami. Is it a Hazakna? Is it a Siluk? That's what the Bavli says. It's a Machloka B'Shabbos and Beis Hillel. Beis Hashem will talk more about that, about Siluk and Hakna and Mechila. We'll talk about that, Beis Hashem, in the beginning of the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.